two animals, two oxes, two porus, hoyu. Chor shoyz bahar ha-mishkol, that were plowing by the har ha-mishkol. So Drashi, hu har ha-zeisim. On top of the har ha-zeisim, that was a high simin, they used to have two oxes, b'davka, plowing on Erev Pesach. Kol zaman sheshteyem chorshes, everybody used to look up there. Kol zaman, they saw the two animals there, still plowing, kol ha-moichlin. Everybody knew it's not the fifth hour yet, you're still allowed to eat your chametz. Nitel es achas mehen, they took away, they saw one part was taken away, they knew that was the fifth hour, is toilin. They what's the din? Loi oichlam, loi surfin. You're not allowed to eat the chametz anymore, but what din? You don't have to burn it. It's not also banor. Nitlu shteim, and when they looked up and they saw that both poros, both oxes were taken away already, his chilu kolam surfin. Everybody knew that was the simin, that it's not, that it's the sixth hour already, that's also banor, therefore everybody used to start to burn it. See how this was the maaser. Now the last man the yom here said that what it was ksheris, like not like the two man the yom before. Before Pasha the Mishnah says psulas. So either we learned this mamish posla the psulin is toin sreifa, or else it's not posla, it's not toin sreifa yet. But you're not allowed to eat it. The last man the yom says no, it still is ksheris. The churat shver the Mishnah says psulas. Or like the toin bottom could be he wasn't geras psulas the Mishnah, he was geras ksheris. The bottom place is the kashrim. Beim toimer meyachad the ksheris saw you. Amay mashrayin oisiyat chas iser. If the kosher lechem, why did they bedafka be over about tashris? Why did they wait with it till the last hour? Let them eat it better. Like why did they make a simple punk with bread that you're gonna ask for it? You can't eat it anymore. The yeshleim adaino the yom aliyel truma kol chomish. We're talking about we go according to the Gamliel here that the fifth hour you're allowed to eat truma. Now these lachme toida, even if they were ksheris. And you're allowed to eat them, the lochri is the have a din like truma. Now they took away the second bread, not at mamish, the end of the fifth hour, that you can't eat it anymore, but they took it away near the end of the fifth hour. Hey, so going now is truma. Truma, the fifth hour you're allowed to eat. So the one at the beginning of the fifth hour, it's very good. They took away that one, so they were allowed to eat it. The question is, though, the second one, the chur, they only took away at the beginning of the sixth hour. So it's also teetered. You're like ruining truma lachme toida. The Torah says, no. They took it off at the end of the fifth hour, when there was still a minute or two left that they could eat the lechem up. So therefore, it wasn't the shayla of being over the issa and not eating the lachme toida that's mutatit. Right. There's a new sugi here now, a famous sugi, achnina askana kahanim, a sugi about tumah here. So the Mishnah. Rabbi Chanina Skana Kahanim. Rabbi Chanina is Baruch, they always say Baruch Hashem for Daf Yomi. Usually most people learn Pesachim, always skip this Gemara. They skip from here till the end of the Perek. It's like a different Indian of a Tyrus. But Daf Yomi, Baruch Hashem was everything. Rabbi Chanina Skana Kahanim Oymer. Miyemeyem Shok Kahanim. From the period, from the early times, when the Kahanim was still in the base of Migdash, Le Nimnu, they didn't stop, Mi Lisroi Fes HaBosor, to burn. Bosor means meat of Kochim. Shenitma v'vlad hatuma, that has a tumas of vlad hatuma. It's not really tumay a rishna tuma. It's only a vlad like a sheni l'tuma. They didn't stop burning meat that has a sheni l'tuma on it. Im habosor with another piece of meat, shenitma b'avatuma. Even though the second piece of meat became tumay from an avatuma. If an avatuma touched that piece of meat, that's a rishna tuma. So since that's a rishna tuma, that's the second piece of meat. The first piece of meat is a sheni l'tuma. So afal pisha masifin tuma al tumosoi. Even though by burning them together, one is touching the other, so the chur of the rishin is touching the sheni, and the rishin is making the sheni more tuma than it was before. Even though now it's masifin tuma al tumosoi, even though you be masif tuma al tuma, so really that should be an inyan not to burn them together. But the law is, Vosa Kochim, there's an Indian Shemira to watch it, it shouldn't become Tomei. You're not allowed to be Metama Vosa Kochim. So even though it has a little Tuma, you're not allowed to make it more Tomei either. Here, though, we're saying the Svarvai says, since the din is you're burning both of them anyway, so Vishash you're burning it, there's no Mitzvah Shemira. Here, you don't have to watch out. Even though one is more Tomei than the other one, and when you put them together, throw them both in the fire together, the one that's more Tomei is making the other one also more Tomei. So that should be like an avera to do. You're making the less tamei more tamei, and it's Indian plus the kachim to watch it, not to make it more tamei. But here we're saying, since b'shas reifa, all you're doing is burning it anyway. B'shas burning it, there's no issa. That's what the Chinuch Kana Kanim said over. Let's see Rashi.
Mimeyem Shokanim. Rashi Hocha Noket Lo. What is this Mishnah Bechal doing here in Masechet Pesachim? Or Befrat here in the end of the first parak? Mishum Seifa. So again, because the end of the Mishnah Diktoni, Midirein Lo Maglish Asar from Truma. The end of our Mishnah talks about you see you'll have to burn Truma, and that's what we're talking about before, that Rabbi Gamliel said in the last Mishnah, that Truma on Erev Pesach, you're allowed to eat the fifth hour. So since the end of this Mishnah talks about burning Truma, that's why it's brought down here after the last Mishnah, about how long you're allowed to eat Truma on Erev Pesach. But I call upon Rabbi Chanina Skana Kanan said over that the Kanan did not stop from burning these two meats together. That means, Shenoga Bosa Kodesh. You have, let's say, meat of Shlomim, of a Korban. Zeberishin Lituma, that this piece of meat touched the Rishon Lituma. The heavenly Iyu Sheni. The Lachar is by Kochim, that a Rishon makes a Sheni. Something, much the Rishon Lituma means, let's say a Sheretz. A Sheretz is an Avatuma. When a Sheretz touches a piece of meat, it makes it a Rishon Lituma. So this piece of meat now is a Rishon Lituma. It's one remove from the Avatuma, from the Sheretz. Now, if this piece of meat touches another piece of meat, it makes the second piece of meat a Sheni. So talking about now, you have the second piece of meat here that only has a sheni l'tumah on it. It's second removed from the avatumah. Now, v'leninu, they did not hold themselves back, milasarfa, from burning it, im chamim imenu, with another piece of meat that's kachim, even though that piece of meat is more chamer, has more tumah on it. Mimi shenaga v'yavatumah, from a second piece of meat, that piece of meat touched the sheretz itself. Shenaga v'yavatumah, even though that becomes a rishon l'tumah. Since even this first piece of meat that's only a sheni, what are we doing with it now? We're holding by burning it right now. Is like Hoshu, they weren't afraid. We don't care now, b'shasi burning it, if it gets more tumor than it had before. So what? Since right now you're not going to hold on to it anyway, we're holding by burning it, so it doesn't make a difference if you metamor it more. If you're not burning it, then you're not allowed to be metamor one more than the other. But b'shasi reifa, there's no aveira. Rashi is, of the Gemara part of the Gemara yes, the Kasha, my Taisus Tumika, she asks herself, what kind of stuff a tumor is there here? Haloi Gambri Shoina, Bivlad Tumma Noga, Vyashav Chayzav Noga Bavlad Tumma. Amonashach, the first piece of meat is a Shein Latumma. How did it become a Shein Latumma? Because it touched the Rishon Latumma. We're talking about Shashi burning, re-burning with, for the Rishon Latumma. From it, God, then it's like an also. Second, so why is it we always stop the world to go? A piece of meat that has Shein Latumma, meat, the Rishon Latumma. To do, it's to make this piece of meat the Shein Latumma. It's a Sheini right now. It does not mean most of anything. But that's the Gemara's going to ask this question. Like, no, forget about it. Tomorrow give a terrace talking about mashtu with water, then it makes it more tumma. But that's the Chiddush. Even though the one piece is being metamor the second one more, still it's mutter. So the Mishnah writes, "Hoy the Rebbe Kiva, the Rebbe Kiva said even if Yechiddush he adds to this, the Yomah miyamim shokanim the time to do that, and Yimnu didn't stop milahadlik es hashemin shenifso b'tfuyoyim. If you have shemin, shel truma. If you have truma dikas shemin, that it's full yom touched. Now the Rashi says shenifso b'tfuyoyim. A tfuyoyim means like someone that touched the sheretz. He was tummy the man." And he went to the mikvah. Now after he went to the mikvah, he still has to wait till it comes Tetz Chavim, till Harish Shemesh, till it becomes Torah. That's called the Tzvul Yoyim. He already went to the mikvah, and he has to wait till night time. That he has certain dinim tumah. His din is he can make a shlishi l'shruma. The Rashi Vu shlishi, that makes now the Shem and the soil a shlishi l'tumah. The Tzvul Yoyim poisless a truma minatoru. Midirais, if a Tzvul Yoyim touches truma, he doesn't make it a rishin, he doesn't make it a sheni, he only makes it a shlishi. A shlishi means it itself is puzzle, but it can't do anything further. If this shaman touches something else now, it doesn't make it revi. Puzzle means that's his last stage, it doesn't go further than that. So midirais, now this Tzvul Yoyim touched the shaman is a shlishi l'tumma, it's puzzle for truma. Yeah. We have dashim psukim, machzav, the mechokodesh l'siga, yeah. Right. So what was the case there? They didn't stop from burning this shemen that got a din shlishi from its full yain, the ner, with another ner, shenitma betomemes. That then ner now is a rishon l'tuma, because that ner was touched by a tomemes. A tomemes means if a person touches a mace, the lacha by a mace is a vi avois atuma. That's a bigger dargan. If you touch a mace, you become an avatuma. So a person that touched the mace is an avatumah, if he touches now this nair, he makes it into a rishon l'tumah. So this Nair now has a Rishon L'Tumah. There is a Chiddush. Afal Pishu Mesifah Tumah to Al Tumasai.
Even though when this Shemin now, which is a Rishon L'Tumah, touches this Shemin, which is only a Shlishin L'Tumah, it's being Maisif Tumah. It's making it more. Now that the Rishon touches it, it becomes a Sheni. Before it was only a Shlishi. Now it becomes a Sheni, still a Smuta, for the same Svara. Since you're holding now, by burning it, Bishasha burning it, there's no Isurim.
Right. Omer Rabbi Meir, Rameya said back, Midivrayim, from what you are both saying, both from Rabbi Kiva and from Echninas Kana Kahanim, is Lamadna we learn, Shesorfim Truma Tahoiro Imatimeya the Pesach. I'll tell you the same thing, it comes Erev Pesach.
You have Truma, that's Chometz. Talachar is, you have to burn it before Pesach. So if you have Truma Tahoiro and you have Truma Timeya, you're allowed to burn the two of them together. Even though on Truma Tahoiro, there's a mitzvah Shemartim watching. That it shouldn't become Tomei, and if you're burning them together, the Tomei Dika Truma is going to make the Torah Dika Truma Tomei, so what? You're telling me now in Svarim that B'Shash Jaisi can strive for burning it, there's no wisdom in Maisav Tumah.
So I learned now from you too, Rabbi Chanina, and from Akiva, that you're allowed to do an Erev Pesach, burn them together. Sidrashim Devein Lamadu, Shesarfer Truma Tari Matsumeya, the Pesach, in Zman Abir, when it comes to Zman to burn it. So Hoyel V'Halachas Dibud, since you're burning it anyway, Afa Torah. Even the Torah we're allowed to burn together. The Asurim and the Raisa, Leichashin Lishmerosai. We're not choshed now that you have to watch it that it shouldn't become Tomei. The Afagav Shemuzhoro Nan Lishayim Revitairo. The Chsev Es Mishmeres Trumasi. Even though there's a mitzvah to watch Truma, not to make it Tomei, but you're telling me, Bishas Jesus, you can swear, but there's no Inyan. So what then you're allowed to burn this also? Omer Rav Yaisi, Rav Yaisi gets it back, no. Einahi Amida. You can't learn out one from the other. The drashi ain't in yamida, iyat yochel lilmay dezum edivrayim. The Gemara for Hashemai ain't in yamida. The Gemara will explain why not. So Yosi says no. Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Kiva are only mater by a mixas tumah to a mixas tumah. To be meistif in tumah. Mashen can hear when the truma is tahira, on the Torah dika truma, you're not allowed to burn with the tumah dika truma. As loivite, you can't be meikul. So tomorrow, moidim Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Lezer and Yeshua both moida, shesor from zuli yatsma to zuli yatsma. He's supposed to burn each one separately. Rashi writes in Reb Lezer that Reb Yosi Kamal, Reb Yosi is saying this. The Alpha Gav Yiflug Reb Lezer and Yeshua. This Reifa Truma, that when you're supposed to burn it, of a Behov Moida, Shesarfen Zuliasma Zuliasma. You have to burn each one separately. The Truma Tahira and the Truma Tumei, you have to burn each one separately. Hey, so Moida Reb Lezer and Yeshua, Shesarfen Zuliasma Zuliasma. Aman Nechluko, where is the Machlaikis? Ala Tluya Viala Tumeya. But it's only a Machlaikis if you have Truma Tluya. Tluya means you have a suffix if it's tummy or not. That's called Tluya. We have a suffix what the truma is. That's the machlokes that we can burn together with the vaday tomadika. No, even though one truma is a suffix tuma, but since maybe it's still tor, you're not allowed to burn it with truma tumeya. There's still an issa to burn together. You have to burn each one separately, not to be matam of the truma. No, since even the truma is only a suffix, it's not vade tor, you have a suffix in the Torah or not, therefore here you're allowed to burn it together. So this is the both moida. This is the machlokes. Vashenkin, when you have truma tahira, pshita is an aveira, you're not allowed to burn it together with truma tumeya. You have to burn each one separately. All right, which time tomorrow we'll see more in the Gemara. Stop here. You're holding up your dalit
again. You're right after the Mishnah. You're up your dalit. Again, the first shal was Rabbi Chanin in the Mishnah. Rabbi Chanin is kana kahanim said a chiddush that you made the kahanim in the Beis Hamikdash. They were able to burn boser, that means meat that was kachim shenitma b'vlad hatuma, that boser became tomei from a vlad hatuma. A vlad hatuma pasha means a rishon l'tuma, touched this piece of meat. So the piece of meat now is a shein l'tuma. Im ha-bosor shenitma b'yavatuma. With meat that touched an avatuma, which is a rishon l'tuma. That's what the Chachamim Kana Kahanim said. That you're allowed to burn together meat from bosor kochim that had on it a shein l'tuma with another piece of meat, which was only a rishon l'tuma. Even though by burning them together, one, the one that the Shem Latumah, is receiving more Tumah now because it's touching one that had the Rishon Latumah. So even though you're not allowed to be Matam and more Kachim, here it's Mutter. So the Gemara. Michti, let's see. Basar Shenitma Bevlara Tumah Mayhevi. This Basar that touched the Nav HaTumah, that touched the Vlad HaTumah, which means it touched the Rishon LaTumah. A Rishon means like a sheretz. That's a Nav HaTumah. Touched a piece of meat. This piece of meat became a Rishon LaTumah. Now this piece of meat touched another piece of meat. So that's called the touch of Vlad HaTumah. My heavy Sheni. It becomes a Sheni LaTumah. So this piece of meat now, this Basar Kodshim, is a Sheni LaTumah. Now Kisarif Lei, Fahadei Basar, Shenitma Biav HaTumah, even if you burn it with this other piece of meat, which is kachim, that touched an avatumah. So what is that? That's a rishon l'tumah. So the piece of meat that's a rishon l'tumah is now touching the piece of meat that's a sheni l'tumah. Is my heavy? What does the second piece of meat become? Sheni. It only becomes a sheni. If a rishon touches another piece of meat, it only makes the second piece of meat into a sheni. Of a zay sheni sheni hu. They're both, now all you're making the second piece of meat is again a sheni l'tumah. And that's what it was at the beginning. What is the chiddush in the Mishnah of Rabbi Chanina's Kana Kahanim? That you're allowed to be moisef, add a tumah to this piece of meat. You're not adding any piece of meat. Since at the beginning, this piece of meat was a sheni l'tumah, you're burning it now with another piece of meat, that's a rishon l'tumah. So what? When this Rishon touches the second piece of meat, it only can make it into a Sheni L'tumah. And it's already a Sheni L'tumah. So you're not adding any Tumah. So what's the Chiddush in the Mishnah? What's the B'chadina's Kana Kana's Chiddush? You're allowed to do it. Chiti, you're allowed to do it. You're not adding any new Tumah that it wasn't there before. And to the Gemara, Omer Rav Yehuda, Hocho B'Vlad Vlad Askinun. We're talking about this first piece of meat. It's not a Sheni L'tumah. It's not the Pshat, it touched the Rishon L'tumah. But instead, it touched the Sheni L'tumah. Bivlad Vlad means two times removed from the Avatumah. So the Avatumah, the Sheretz, first touched one piece of meat. This piece of meat touched another piece of meat. So the second piece now is a Sheni. Now this Sheni L'tumah touched the third meat. So therefore, the Hevelei Shlishi, that this piece of meat now is only a Shlishi L'tumah. And the Geit HaKotchim, it can become a Shlishi and even a Revi. A shlishi makes another piece of meat into a revi l'tumah. Revi is the last stage it goes by kachim. So I call upon him, this piece of meat now is a shlishi. Uksavar shlishi mutal asoy sesheni. Now here is the chiddush, that this piece of meat really is only a shlishi l'tumah. Now if you're going to burn it with another piece of meat that touched an avatumah, so that piece of meat is a rishon l'tumah. When that piece of meat is burnt with this piece, it makes this piece into a sheni. So you'd be moistif tumah, you're adding tumah onto it. Up until now, it was only a shlishi l'tumah. Now when you burn this piece with this other piece of meat, that's a rishon l'tumah, the rishon makes this piece into a sheni. So the tumah, v'ika, l'ksava shlishi mutla feis sheni. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Chanina's Kana Kahanim. That even though this piece of meat is only a shlishi l'tumah, and now you're burning it with a rishon l'tumah, so it becomes a sheni l'tumah, you are adding tumah here, still it's mutter. That's the chiddush. That's very good. Even though minastam you're not allowed to be moist of tumah by kachim, but here since you're being moist, you can burn it anyway. You're not destroying it anyway. We're not makpid if you make it tummy a little bit more. That's the chiddush. For the Gemara Kashi now, there's a klal though. V'ain oichel metam oichel midiraisa one piece of meat if it's tummy. Like we're saying now a sheretz, or else a person that's a zav or an isha that's a nida. These are ovis hatumah. If they touch a piece of meat, the piece of meat becomes a rishon l'tumah. Now we're saying now when this piece of meat touches another piece of meat, the second piece of meat becomes a sheni l'tumah. For the Gemara, that's true. V'ain oichel metam oichel. The klal is no. One piece of oichel food, if it touches another food, it cannot be metamrit. Food cannot be metama food. The Tanya we learned, Seferish HaPosik, yochel ye oichel metam oichel, I would think maybe food. That's a rishon l'tumah. If it touches another piece of meat, it makes that piece of meat into a sheni l'tumah. Talmud Leimah, the pasuk says, v'chiyu tan mayim al zera, when you pop water that falls upon a zera seed, v'nofo menivlos samalod, and then in the vela, that's an avat tumah, falls upon the zera, upon the seed, is tamehu. The seed becomes tamei. Now it's a dig, it says, Tomei who Tomei, the seed that this oichel, this food, it becomes Tomei, V'ein oisa ki yoitza by Tomei. But this food cannot make another food Tomei. That's the Gzeras HaKosev. Tomei who? It is Tomei. Only this Zera itself that the Nevela touched. But this Zera, this food, if it touches another Zera, it cannot be Matam another oichel. So that's this Gzeras HaKosev. So Gemara says like this. We can understand, give a terrorist according to Abaye, the Yomar. Abaye says, this pasuk is only talking about chulin. Like if a sheretz touches a regular piece of meat, even though it's chulin, it becomes a reach in the tumah. Now if this piece of meat touches another piece of meat, it doesn't make a tummy at all. Ava betruma v'kodeshim, oisa ki yoyse boy. But he learns, Abaye learns that by kodeshim and by truma, here we learn now from the pasuk in Chagai, that says, no, Rashi Diafina minavuas Chagai, lechem v'nozid yayin v'shemen. They dash in a pasuk there that by kodeshim and by truma, one oichel could be metam another oichel. So since here in our Mishnah, we're talking about bosa that's kodeshim, so well, it's good that the Mishnah is talking about one piece of meat is a shlishi l'tumah. How does that happen? That one piece of meat of kodeshim touch another piece, so by kodeshim, meat could be metam another meat. Vaitul Ravada Barava, Mishmei de Rava Nami. And according to Ravada Barava, the name of Rava also comes out good. The Yoma that he says, Loishana Velachul Ultruma. He says, even Truma, one oichel cannot be matam another oichel. If you have fruits, that's Truma, and it becomes Tamei, if this apple touches another apple, it can't be matam of the second apple. I will be Kodeshim oisim. But he's made the Kodeshim like a korban. You have this meat, this Basa Kodeshim, he's made here. If the meat became a Rishin Latumah, and it touches another meat, it could make it a Shein Latumah. So again, it's good, our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah is talking about Kodeshim. Shaper. Elul Ravina, but it's only a Kasha, according to Ravina, Mishmei de Rava. That Ravina said over the name of Rava, the Yomar, that he says, Mikra Molei Dibra Kosev. No, this pasuk is going on all cases. Loishino Chulin, Loishino Truma, Loishino Kodeshim. Eino Oise Ki Yotze Boi. But this pasuk that says, V'chiyutan Mayim Alzera, V'nofim Nevlosom Olov, the Tomei who? It's a Diyak Tomei who? This Zera becomes Tomei, but it cannot be Matam or anything else. It's Xeras HaKosev by any type of a food. Even if it's Chulin, even if it's Trumi, even if it's Kodeshim. Midiraisa, Loichel cannot be Matam or Loichel. Either you have a pasuk from Chagai, they'll say that's the Rabbonin. That's the Xeru Midirabbonin, that Midirabbonin, Rabbonin made that one oichel could be Matam another oichel. But Midiraisa, they learn no. One oichel cannot be Matam another oichel. Abazoi, Mayikle Meimer, how are you learning Shana Mishnah? How did this boss become a Shlish Lutumah Midiraisa? How do you have it? Or if I can't, I mean, how do you have, what's the chiddush then? Of course, on chinas kanakanim. I mean, you can have a shlish l'tumah, that you could have. Doesn't have to be the neichel touch neichel. It could be the sheretz touch the mashke touch the neichel. I mean, mashke, water, could be metama neichel. A neichel could be metama mashke. Just one neichel can be metama another neichel. So it's possible to have a shlish l'tumah. But we're saying the chiddush is that one piece of meat is a shlishi, the other piece of meat is a rishon. So when this rishon touches the other piece of meat, it's making it into a sheni. That's the chiddush. Even though you're giving it more tumah, still it's mutum. But the kasher is, no, it's not ma'isav tumah. Since it's meat touching meat, oichel does not matama, not oichel. So what's the chiddush in the Mishnah? And for the Gemara, hakad b'mayaskinon, di'ika mashkin b'hadei boser. I tell you, we're talking about that this piece of meat that is a shlishi with tumah, I'll tell you, has mashkin on it. There's water on it. They call metame machmes mashkin. So about this water on this piece of meat, when the bossa now, the bossa that's what? The bossa that's a rishon l'tumah. When it touches the second piece of meat, that's the shlishi, since there's water on that meat, so the first bossa could be metame the water. So the water now automatically becomes a shen l'tumah. And a mashkin could be metame oichel. That's the cloud. Drashi Dika, the third line from the bottom. Drashi Dika Mashkin Bade Boser. Kishenoga Bavatuma. When the first piece of meat touched the Yavatuma, Hoyamashkitafeholeo. It had water on it also. The Nitmi Mo. Now this water also became a Rishon L'tumah. The Eve Afa Mashkin Rishon. It's better, Rashi says, that on this first piece of meat, when it touched the Avatuma, it became a Rishon L'tumah, but there was water on the meat also. So the water also became a Rishon L'tumah. When you're going to burn it now, the water is still on this first piece of meat. Now, when this piece of meat with this water touches the second piece of meat, since the second piece of meat is only a shlishi l'tumah, now when the water on the first piece of meat, which is a rishon, touches the basar, it's metama that basar to make it into a sheni, because a mashka water could be metama neichum. Rashi metama rabasar shenisraf imzer machmes hamashkin v'nasa shlishi sheni. So this piece of meat that's only a shlishi l'tumah up until now, now it becomes a sheni l'tumah. So that's the chiddush. That even though you're being Moisef Tumah, still we say it's Mutter. That was the Chiddush of Chaninas Kana Kahanim. So you can have a Hecha Timsa that this first piece of meat still has liquid on it, still has the water on it, and the water is a Rishon L'Tumah. So when this water touches the second piece of meat, it makes the second one into a Sheni. That's the Chiddush that even that is Mutter. For the Gemari Hochi, if this is the Pshat, why does it say that the second piece of meat touches the first piece? That was tame. Because it touched an avatumor, it should have said, im haboso mashkin mi boile. It should have said that the second piece of meat is touching the first piece that has tame from the avatumor with its mashkin on it. If that's the ikazakas matama, is the water on it, so it should have mentioned the water on it. So if Elamites mashmaklo were talking about the pieces of meat are dry, there's no water on it, and still was saying that this piece of meat could be the time of the second piece of meat. According to Ravino, there's a Gzeras HaKosiv that no oichel could be the time of another oichel. And for the Gemara, Elo, Nehi, Dien oichel, Matam oichel, Mediraisa, it's like a truth, there's a Gzeras HaKosiv here, that Mediraisa from the Torah, one oichel. Even though it's a Rishon L'Tumah, if it touches another oichel, another food, it's not Matam of that food. But Mediraisa, though, it does become Tomei. So the Chiddush of Chaninas Kana Kanim is that even though Midrabbanan now you are being Moisef Tumah, and Midrabbanan it's Osir to add Tumah to Kachim, here it's Mutter. And what's the Svara? Since we're Oisik now and burning it anyway, it's coming the time to burn this piece of the meat, since you have to burn it now because the Loisir that became Sulim, so Mishashi Oisik and burning it, you could be Moisef Tumah even though you'd be Moisef only in Midrabbanan. The Chiddush is even though it's a Tumah Midrabbanan, which stands as it's Osir, here it's Mutter. So the Chiddush is in the Tumah, the Rabbanon, it's Mutter. Right. Hoisig Rav Akiva, Yemeim Shokhanim, Lenim Numa Lahadlik. Rav Akiva, that in the Mishnah, says another Chiddush. He says more than Rav Chaninas Kana Kanim said. He said the what? What did Rav Akiva say in the Mishnah? Hoisig Rav Akiva, the Yomar, Yemeim Shokhanim, Lenim Numa Lahadlik, Yes Hashemim, Shenifsa B'Tfu Yoim. You had oil that was Truma, and the Tfu Yoim touched it. And the Tfu Yoim, that somebody was Tumah, and he went to the Mikvah, and before it comes nighttime, he still has a Tumah Tfu Yoim on him. When he touches Tumah Truma, he makes it for Shlishi. That becomes Posel. So you have this Shemin that's Posel for Truma to Shlishi. And if you're burning it now, Biner, you want to burn it in a candlestick, Shenitma V'Tumah Meis. That this candlestick, the Chura has a Rishon L'Tumah on it. The candlestick became Tumah from a Tumah Meis. A Tumah Meis means a person that touched the Meis. He himself is an avatumah. When he touches this candlestick, he made it for Rishon L'Tumah. So this candlestick now is a Rishon L'Tumah. Now when you put the oil into the candlestick makes the oil a Sheni L'Tumah. So you're being Meis of Tumah. Up until now, the Shemin was only a Shlishi. A Tful Yoyim, when he touches Shemin, he only makes it a Shlishi. Now when you're putting it into the candlestick, that is a Rishon L'Tumah, it's making it into a Sheni, so you are adding Tumah. That's the Kiva's Chiddush. That even though you're adding Tumah, still it's Mutter. And the Svar is, since you're being Oisik and burning this Truma, it's Truma Tumei now, you want to burn it, so it's Mutter to burn it together, even though you be Oisik of the Tumah. For the Gemara Michti, like what's the Chiddush? What is he telling us here, Rabbi Kiva? Shemen Shenifso B'Tfu Yoim, my heavy Shlishi. This oil that was Shel Truma, that a Tfu Yoim, again, a person that was Tumei, and he went to the Mikvah, just he has to wait till nighttime to say to Kachovim, when he touches Truma, he makes it for Shlishi. That's the psul, that's the forest that goes by Truma. V'chimadnik lei v'ner shenitma b'tomei meis. Now when you put this oil into a candlestick that became tomei from a tomei meis, from an avatumah, the candlestick became what? A rishon l'tumah. Now when you put the oil in the candlestick, the rishon makes the oil now a sheni. My heavy sheni. It becomes a sheni. Or the zaymai kamashmulon. What should the key to chiddush? That shlishi, mutalai faisa sheni, that even though this truma is only a shlishi, you're allowed to burn it now in a tumah candlestick. That will make it into a sheni, so you're adding tumah onto it. For the gemara hainu hach, That was the chiddush of Rabbi Chanina's Kana Kahanim. That was the first chiddush in the Mishnah. That was Rabbi Chanina's chiddush. That even though you're burning basar that has a shlishi l'tumah, with another piece of meat that has a rishon l'tumah, and it touches this and makes it a sheni, that's mutter. So we already heard this chiddush from Rabbi Chanina. Why does Rabbi Kiva have to say the chiddush over again? And the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, Hocha b'ner shomatches askinan. No, here we're talking about a candlestick that's a metal candlestick. Now, by metal, when it touches a tomei meis, there's a chiddush here. The Rachmanom, but the Torah says, "V'ferish ekzeras akosav here." The pasuk says, "V'chalal cherev." There's a special pasuk.